of people laboring. That are corruptors, they have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger, they are gone away backwards. Why should ye be stricken anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick, and the whole heart faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and putrefying sores, they have not been clothed, neither bound up, neither mortified with ointment. Your country is desolate, your cities are burned with fire, your land strangers devour in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughters of Zion, the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Except the Lord of hosts has left unto us a very small remnant. We should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, the rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. Does that not sound like the United States?
Yeah.
I realize, I know the dispensation. I understand tonight that he's dealing with nation Israel. I understand that that is love, that is chosen people.
Yeah,
I mean, I would say tonight that if you go back and read this prayerfully and study this, it sure sounds a lot like America. It sounds an awful lot like the place where I grew up, when he talks about the country that's desolate, the cities that are burned in the sea. I mean, we're living in a land like that today.
Amen.
I wouldn't know this if we could tonight. Verse number 3. Notice what God says in verse number 3. The Bible says the ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. I want to just use that for a little bit and look at this just for a few minutes. You know, it's sad that animals are smarter than humans are.
Yeah.
It's sad that animals have more sense, and never have you heard of an animal that disobeys the word of God. It's crazy. America has locked the freedom door. Yeah. Jackie, you got
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen. I would turn it up like it's just two. Amen. I let me just keep that coming on. I'm talking about something locked the prison door. Something has locked us out. Something has turned us away from the strength of God. And you know what's wrong? The churches tonight are weak. Amen. The churches are weak. Churches are difficult. I've never seen such in my life. You know something today? You can't just go anywhere and find the truth of the Word of God.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just walk across the street. Take anything that's got a spire on the top of it. And say, boy, there's a house of God. And this is, we know where the house of God is.
Yeah.
We are the house of God. Yeah. In the body of Jesus Christ,
yeah.
We're part of His life.
Verse number two shows us that the spirit of rebellion has locked the prison door.
Amen.
And then the Bible says in verse two, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought you up, and they have rebelled against me.
Yeah.
You say, what's locked in prison? The spirit of rebellion in America.
Amen. Amen.
Say, what is it? Can I take it?
Yes, sir.
Why? are coming shut.
Yes. Amen.
There's no rebellion against the law.
Amen.
It will march with us.
That's right. Amen.
We're raising a bunch of rebels that don't know God, a bunch of rebel rousers, amen.
Amen.
And you know, you say, where did they get this from? They must be getting that from school. No, they ain't. They get it from mama.
Yeah.
They get it from daddy.
Come on, yeah, man. That's right.
You go home on Sunday afternoon, that's always the day of the preacher. It's for months, amen.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon, you go home, and you sit there, and you dissect the church.
Absolutely. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Did you see what you see?
Yeah.
And I just think when they did that one day, daddy and mama and Susie and little Tommy, they sit there at the table, and mama said, I just can't believe that preacher had the audacity to say what he said about that group of people.
Yeah, mom.
And Dad said, I know, and I said, boy, I'm not fed up with that choir. I can't stand it no more. It's about, I've had enough.
Amen.
And little Susie, she just joined right in, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think you're almost in the good sons.
Yeah. Amen.
And John was the only one with a decent, positive reply.
Yeah, come on.
He stuck his hand in his pocket and he said, hey, I thought it was a pretty good day for him. We are teaching our children how to rebel apart.
There you go, brother.
You know what? Because he ain't far.
Yep.
You know one thing I know about him? I don't know nothing else. I know he can't stand to be wrong.
Amen.
He can't stand for somebody to tell him he's wrong.
Amen.
He ain't going to put up with somebody straighten him out. God help this church.
Come on,
if the preacher had to rebuke somebody, God help you. If the preacher had to come to you and tell you, hey, you better study this up. You got a problem in your life. God help you. I'll tell you how I know it. Because about 100 out of 100 times,
Amen. Yes, sir.
I'm in a hurry. Let me get on through here. Verse number 4 gives us the spirit. spirit of rejection. All sinful nations, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corrupters, they have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are going away backwards. They have forsaken God. Amen? That's the spirit of rejection. Just against everything. You're against the songs of Christ's sake. You're against the book we use in Sunday school. I hope you ain't against that, because it's the Bible.
Yes.
Amen. That's what I'm supposed to do. Matter of fact, I thought about this. I thought I'd get the Bible, and right on the front of the Bible, where it says on the Bible, I'd write church bylaw on the Constitution.
Amen. That's right.
God help us in there. But you know what? We just keep rejecting him. Keep rejecting him. Just like you old sinner, you tonight, you're lost on your way to hell. You're fixing to find yourself plumbed down there in the tar balls of hell. You're fixing to find yourself bubbling in the hot flames and the hot gases and the hot seas of hell. And you will not get right. You won't get saved. You've got to keep pushing away and rejecting the
amen.
Amen. And that spirit has lost the free of God.
Amen.
I can't get no help. What's the combination, preacher? It's the key mark.
Come on.
You can't get no help. You're rejecting the rejection. You know what some folks, they reject anything.
Sure.
I remember when I first came to be Baptist church.
Yeah.
We had about two or three different groups of members. Good guys. Amen? Just good guys. One rejected this color flower. This one rejected that color flower. This one rejected the other color flower. They all just had no rejection. Amen? We just ain't going to have them. I ain't coming up here. If you let her name out of here, preacher, I'm leaving. I ain't coming back.
Yeah, come on.
And another said, preacher, we've been here longer than they have. I said, when you're going to make you put this, I'm talking about the spirit of rejection,
amen. Yes, sir. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Come
on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
And we block the good doors. You know what would be nice, Brother Henry? It would be nice if we could come to church, did three Baptist churches.
Yeah.
Can I be frank and honest with you?
Yes, sir.
I'm really concerned too much about other churches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about, it's just one church.
Yeah, right.
I'm talking about local churches.
Right.
I mean, I'm just being honest with you. I would do something you ain't gonna do.
Come on.
Go tell the truth.
Amen.
I just really ain't got a lot of focus on other churches.
Amen.
I'm concerned about Victory Baptist Church.
Amen.
Now, I want to see Victory Baptist Church. But you know what? Wouldn't it be nice if we could just come in here and every time we walk through the doors, we could just be, hit with the seed of God.
Amen.
Just flourish with the strength and the power and the satisfaction of God every time we came to church.
Amen, brother. Yes.
Can I say something I probably shouldn't say?
Go ahead.
You want to get the priest?
Amen, brother. Go ahead.
I see in the past few months of Victory Baptist Church, I see a window of opportunity. I see God giving Victory Baptist Church an opportunity.
Yes, sir.
I've seen more spiritual means. I felt more of the presence of God this year at Victory Baptist than I have since I've been here.
Amen.
Listen, I'm being honest with you. Don't you think we can't lose all of that just about a minute?
Yeah,
You would have to agree with me tonight. If any of you have any spiritual inclination at all, maybe you see what I'm talking about. You see that maybe God is standing by the creek.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He just don't do it for America, but when Victory Baptist Church comes to
hell. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Yeah. Woo, Lord. Amen. Praise God.
I mean, I'm not worried about what's going on in West Virginia.
Come on.
I'm not concerned about the church in Florida. I'm concerned about Victory Baptist Church in Chilwood.
Yeah, amen, brother.
And I want to see the crib door open at God's discretion for our disposal.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I believe we're closer to that than we are to.
Amen.
And if you wanted me to, I could get real close to that. And I could just about, on that hand probably, maybe one hand, with them fingers tell you what's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come on, brother.
But some of you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't involve your name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope you're not one of them sitting there wondering who he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Maybe you lost focus. I believe with all my heart that we're on the verge, Victory Baptist Church, of having the presence of God at every meeting.
Amen.
Anybody feel his presence
tonight? Amen.
God's good to us.
Yeah, he is, brother.
Amen. And I believe just as and even quicker, we can go your own way.
That's right.
I don't care what you know, God still shows you.
Amen.
Yes. Listen, folks. We've got to get rid of these spirits. This spirit of rebellion, you've got to get rid of
them. Amen.
I could point out where the rebellion is in this church, but if I did, you'd be mad at it. And then tear everything up and could go out.
Yeah,
amen. Well, I'll just keep you here and keep you away.
Amen.
Well, amen, brother.
God keep working.
Yeah, amen.
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 Glory to God.
The spirit of rebellion.
Amen.
Of ingratitude, rejection. There's also a spirit of weakness. Verse 5 says, why should you be sick anymore? Ye will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart is sick. A spirit of weakness. You say, what's that, preacher? We have witnessed in America. We have witnessed in the past just 2 or 3 years. America turning from strong with a backbone.
Yeah.
To weak and thin.
Absolutely.
I told you this about before. I was in a meeting with a preacher. We went into a restaurant. The fellow was with us. We walked up to the register. And there stood a young man. He had big old ear bobs in his ears. And looked like he had a little eye set on. Just looked like it. Probably didn't, but it looked like it. And had little silk pants on and dressed kind of flimsy, you know. And one of the guys in the church, I guess he wanted to impress the preachers. He walked up to the guy and looked at the guy and he looked and he says, can I ask you a question? He says, why
see you dressed like that. And the young man, probably 20 years old or so, looked at him without batting an eye or hesitation, and said, "Because I'm a devil." That's what we have in the matter.
Mm. Yeah, amen, bro.
Can I hear you?
Yes, sir.
And the idea of America and the desire of America is to turn your boys into feminine.
Yeah.
Into effeminate cities.
Yeah. 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 Come on, preacher.
Oh, I'm trying to help.
Yeah.
And turn your girls into combat movement.
Yep.
Wear chained dog collars.
Come on.
I'm talking about your little girls. It's supposed to be sugar and spice and everything.
Yeah, amen, brother.
And sinners, the little girls in America are becoming saints and sinners.
Yep.
Pumping all dead.
Yep.
It ain't going to happen in victory.
Amen.
Not if I'm going to say this.
That's right.
You ain't going to come in here and trash a feminine young man. Amen. Not if the police would got something.
Yep.
Spirit of desolation.
And finally, in verse number 8, a spirit of barrenness.
Yeah.
The daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in the woods, as a lodge in a garden of humans, as a deceived city.
Yeah.
You know what I found out the other day? I found out that America does not even own the Statue of Liberty. It don't even know that. Do you know what I found out the other day? I told somebody, you're going to think I'm lying, you're going to think your pastor is saying you're lying. If you have a mud in your driveway that sits there and don't dry up for more than 3 days, the government can take it over for national wetlands. They can claim it for national, I guess that's what it's called, national wetlands. You tell me that we've not lost our minds.
Amen, brother.
You talk about no soundness.
Yeah.
You talk about nobody said nothing to us.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you tonight, church, you listen to me, and I'm close. With America falling,